Technology. It's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun. It can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly peek into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. This week we'll hear from Harvest Public Media's Science of the Seed series. In a case being argued this week before the U.S. Supreme Court, Indiana farmer Vernon Bowman is challenging the reach of Monsanto's patent rights on Roundup Ready soybeans. But the rights on the first genetically modified seeds actually expire next year. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports on how the introduction of generic seeds will, or won't, fit into the science and business of genetically modified crops.
Soybeans with Monsanto's Roundup Ready gene first showed up in the field in 1996. Today, more than 90% of the beans grown in the U.S. are Roundup Ready. There's also Roundup corn, cotton, canola, alfalfa, and even sugar beets. When the original Roundup gene goes off patent next year, it will be the first time a major biotech trait has gone generic. Tom Clemente is a plant geneticist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
The question we're coming up now is, in ag biotech, is what happens when these things come off patent?
C-Tech Genetics sells seed to farmers in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. Inside their warehouse in Fremont, Nebraska, pallets are stacked with sacks of seed. And in a small enclosure, a worker carefully pours seed corn into manila envelopes. The seed will be planted in test plots this spring. C-Tech co-owner Dennis Brocht explains the blue-green chemical coating on the corn.
Yeah, there's a fungicide and then there's actually an insecticide with that too.
On the inside, the corn is loaded with not one, but three gene traits. It's called a triple stack. Almost all of C-Tech's seeds are genetically modified. Brocht pays royalties to companies like Monsanto for rights to their technology. Farmers have choices besides Roundup One beans these days. Monsanto released Roundup Ready 2 in 2009. Bayer has a herbicide-tolerant soybean called Liberty Link. But Brocht says many farmers still like the original.
Yeah, today our top-selling bean is a Roundup Ready 1 soybean. That's true. And it was our highest-yielding bean this past year, too.
Brocht says he'll continue offering those soybeans after Roundup 1 goes off-patent when he no longer has to pay royalties. That means savings for farmers. Brocht estimates a $10 discount on a $40 bag of seed, 25%. That's the window that opens up for farmers when Roundup 1 goes generic, cheaper seed that still works. But it's not clear how wide that window will open. You see, the ideal for some farmers would be to pack up beans from the field to reuse as seed the next spring. But Monsanto has taken more than 140 farmers to court for trying to do that with Roundup Ready beans. Indiana farmer Vernon Bowman is at the Supreme Court because he argues the patent should not apply the second time around. So when the patent expires, can farmers start bagging their Roundup Ready beans? Dennis Brocht says not necessarily.
With seed, it gets a little bit more complicated than that, so it's beyond just the trait. It's trait and genetics.
Brocht says seeds have multiple layers of legal protection. The Roundup One trait may go generic, but it's probably paired with a seed variety that has its own separate patent. It's called plant variety protection. Tom Clemente at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says the idea behind the patents is to help cover the cost of innovation.
The blockbusters that do make it through have to cover the loss of all the stuff that didn't make it through, right? So there's give and take. Now, there's fairness in things, right? And if fairness has come up, once the patent's over, there should be generic versions available.
But there's one more reason there's likely a limited window for generic Roundup Ready seed, and that's international trade. To allow exports of Roundup Ready soybeans, Monsanto prepared reams of research to convince regulators in places like China, Japan, and the European Union that the beans were safe. Clemente says it would be hard to replicate that effort.
When you got that deep of pockets, you know, you can do it. But a small little startup company or a university, they're never going to be able to do it. Not even close.
Monsanto has pledged to maintain export agreements for Roundup One through the year 2021. The question is whether any competitors will be prepared to take up the job after that. If they don't, it may be a sign that the gene that changed the course of agriculture has finally grown obsolete. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
And now we'll continue the series by exploring a question that drives seed company executives and farmers alike. How can we grow more crops? Wrapping up Harvest Public Media's Science of the Seed series, Amy Mayer reports on seed innovations that push the boundaries of what the land can produce.
Dave Bubeck heads up research at the Iowa-based seed company DuPont Pioneer. He says farmers want one thing from seed improvements.
Grain yield, grain yield, grain yield.
After all, he says, that's what they get paid for, the amount of sellable crop grown on their land.
So this is an open house for...
Research scientist Goran Snernich visits with farmers, seed dealers, and retirees at this open house at a DuPont Pioneer Research Center near Des Moines. He talks them through how a new corn hybrid gets to market.
Setting up the testing so that we can maximize information based on our data and advance the right products to the farmers here in this area.
On visits like this, farmers get a look inside the seed companies they rely on. Amid explanatory posters and plenty of seeds are glimpses of enhancements underway. The Vital Seed has evolved from humble origins into big business. At DuPont Pioneer, grain yield has increased about 1 to 2% per year for decades. Retired DuPont Pioneer corn breeder Bill Ambrose says this modern lab with its high-tech equipment and ability to transform genes leaves him amazed at the technologies researchers use today.
We could do a few hundred things, and they do mega thousands of things.
Partly for that reason, DuPont Pioneer projects consistent continued yield growth, meaning in another generation, we could be seeing yields as unimaginable today as today's were 25 or 50 years ago. Weed, insect, and drought-resistant seeds are readily available now. The future could include seeds that process nitrogen differently, for example, or produce greater nutrition. At Iowa State University's Seed Lab, seeds are divided for germination and purity testing. Lab manager Mike Starr sees myriad potential directions for seed development.
They're going to keep on looking for ways that will either make the seeds grow better, be easier to harvest, be easier to store.
Perhaps eventually, farmers will plant various seeds within a field or even row.
Someday, there may be such a thing as where they'll apply different seed types in a different part of the field. Maybe one part's low and needs a variety that can handle wet feet, and other part of the field might be ideal conditions.
Because something scientists and farmers both know is this: the quest for the perfect seed won't end with just one. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. To see photographs from this series, just visit our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Tungekar. Thanks for listening.